Welcome to Social Media Masters, the show about creators who have become leaders in their industries by growing a following on social media. From Instagram to TikTok, LinkedIn to YouTube, we will discuss their stories and how they became social media masters. I'm your host, Isaac Child. In this first episode, I just wanted to introduce myself as the host, tell my story, and also tell you more about what you can expect from this podcast. So, I grew up with social media. I grew up with my phone in my pocket. I grew up on Instagram. I grew up on Snapchat. I grew up on Vine. I grew up around all of these things. I was familiar with social media, but it was never a huge part of my life. It was just something that, you know, I did to pass the time or to keep in touch with my friends. But when I was about 18 years old, I was called on a church service mission and I went down to Brazil, lived there for 2 years, learned Portuguese, learned to love the culture, the people, everything there. I loved Brazil. And when I got back, I was faced with a dilemma. I had all these friends that I had made in Brazil. I had a way to be connected with them, which was social media, my personal Instagram account that I already had. But every time I would post, my Brazilian friends would ask what I was saying. They didn't speak English. And they would say, hey, you should post this stuff in Portuguese. So as I thought about it a little bit more, I thought, well, I don't want to sit here on my account and create the same content, you know, the same life updates. I wasn't really like making a ton of content, just posting here and there things that I was doing, little life updates. But I didn't want to be posting one, that thing in English and then the next thing in Portuguese doing pretty much the same thing. So I decided I'll just create a separate account. That way I can speak to my Brazilian friends in Portuguese, talk about what I'm doing in my day to day. And an added bonus was that I could keep up on my Portuguese. Something that I was really afraid of was losing my ability to speak Portuguese. So I wanted to be able to keep speaking Portuguese. And this was a great opportunity for me to practice. So I created this account and just started posting my day-to-day content on that account, speaking in Portuguese. After, you know, a short amount of time, several of my friends who followed that account to see what I was doing said, hey, you should teach some English tips. I've been wanting to learn English. And while I was in Brazil, I gave weekly classes, just free lessons as a missionary, to people who wanted to learn English, as English is a language that opens a lot of doors. It's a universally spoken language for the most part. And so that was something that we did to help people out in Brazil. So I had some experience teaching English. I'm definitely not a, you know, certified teacher by any means, but I thought, hey, I've gone my whole life speaking English. I speak Portuguese as a second language. I've already learned this. So why not use my knowledge of learning a language combined with the fact that I speak English to start giving some simple tips? Well, that beginning blossomed into something much larger than I could have imagined. I would post reels. This was back in 2021. So reels were huge on Instagram. I also started a TikTok account as I thought maybe there could be something more here. And I just posted, 10 second, 15 second, maybe a minute long short form videos of me giving English tips to Brazilians. I spoke in my Portuguese, my Brazilian Portuguese with my American accent. And apparently there was some charm there and people started to enjoy it. People were excited by the fact that they could learn English from a native English speaker and learn it in their native tongue of Portuguese. And so I started to get followers. But as I was posting these things on social media, I started to get more intrigued and excited about growing on social media rather than the actual tips that I was giving. I was very passionate about Brazil, about speaking Portuguese. So that passion really sparked my desire to keep posting, but ultimately seeing the growth made me want to learn how I could grow more. So I started obsessing over this. I started following other creators who taught how to grow on social media. I started to branch out a little bit. I started a YouTube channel. I was growing rapidly on TikTok. TikTok was the first place that I hit 10,000 followers. And I just started to see growth. And while I was seeing this growth, I was trying new things. It was kind of a playground for me to figure out what worked and what didn't work on social media. On this platform, it was a little bit different than on this platform. On TikTok, I would just pick up my phone, walk around the house and chat to the camera. And on Instagram, I would sit down and curate a little bit more of a pretty piece of content. And as I learned more, I was growing more and I really just became obsessed. And I got up to over 500,000 followers across the three platforms. I'm probably going to make another episode talking about the strategies and the things that I did and share my story a little bit more in depth on the growth that I made on social media. But for now, to keep a long story short, I grew up to that point and a company based out of Brazil, one of the largest online language schools, reached out to me and wanted to partner with me. So I became a teacher in their program and I started to promote their courses. I was making a living and they flew me out to Brazil once a month, which was a dream come true. I knew that there was a way that I could make money doing this, but I never could have imagined traveling to Brazil, the country that I love so much. I always wanted to go back. And so being able to go back literally once a month was a dream come true. And that's when it clicked for me that, oh my goodness, people can make a living doing this. Obviously, I knew that. I had seen a lot of creators doing it. But when it happened to me, it became more of a reality. And I thought, I'm speaking Portuguese, teaching people English. It's such a niche, such a like specific thing. And yet I'm able to make an income out of it. I'm able to live a life that I really enjoy. I knew that it was possible for other people, but I wanted to know their stories. I wanted to hear how creators who were mowing lawns on social media with millions of followers, who were talking about woodworking and trees and their passion for that, how they grew and, you know, if they were making an income, if they were making a living, what got them interested, what got them to post that first video on TikTok. I wanted to learn more and I wanted to talk to creators like myself so that they could share their stories, so that they could help you and me learn what it takes and how they got started. So that's where the idea for Social Media Masters was born. This show will be a place where you can hear the stories of some of your favorite creators, a place where you can sit down and spend some time, you know, 30 minutes to an hour and a half of your day, listening to the stories of the creators that you love to follow on social media. And when I say social media, I'm not just talking about TikTok or Instagram. I'm talking about all forms of social media, YouTube, LinkedIn, X, formerly known as Twitter. I want to branch out and show you that social media is massive and it's very complicated. But with the right tools and with the right strategies in place, you too can grow an audience and potentially monetize it and turn it into an income, turn it into potentially a living, maybe just a side hustle, maybe just a passion project, something that you enjoy talking about, a place where you can have a creative outlet. We as humans, we all love to consume. We're all consumers. There are billions of people on social media, but we have this innate desire in us to create. And so with this podcast, I invite you to listen to the stories of other creators who have become social media masters in their industries and learn from them and become a creator yourself. I hope this is something that you will enjoy as much as I will. I know getting to interview these guests will be an incredible opportunity for me to learn more about social media and hear the stories of, in my personal and maybe biased opinion, some of the creators that I most enjoy, some creators that I've followed for a long time. If there are any creators that you want to see on the show, please drop a comment on this video. You may be listening to this podcast in an audio format on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc. But if you'd like, all of these episodes will also be recorded on video and you can watch these on my YouTube channel, Social Media Masters. So if you go over there, you can drop a comment for a creator that you would like to see on the show, somebody that you want to hear their story, maybe somebody that you followed for a while. And I'd love to have them on the show so that you can hear their stories. I hope you're as excited as I am to learn from these social media masters.